going on, guys? What's going on, guys? It's Dave Monte from CircleOfDrink.com. This is another show, Circle of Drink Radio. That rhymed. That is cool. Yerba mate, para siempre. Give me 1 second, guys. I am going to start the show on Google Plus as well. That way, everyone following us on Google Plus could experience the show. Give me 1 second. I wish there was a way I could do this at the same time, but unfortunately, there is not. I actually have to physically do this. Okay, let's see. While I'm setting that up, I may as well give a little presentation on what's going on today, guys. We are talking about xanthines, excitatory compounds found in about 60 plants throughout the world. Today we're going to be focusing on three of those plants, mostly yerba mate, coffee, and Camellia sinensis, what we call tea. If you are watching this or listening to this, you're going to be able to call in as well and talk to us directly. That number to call in will be 917-889-9947. We're almost set up over here on the Google page. For those of you listening that have a Google Plus account or any account, just find us, Circle of Drink, on Google Plus, and you could also watch this video live, which is pretty cool. And you guys watching this on hearing this on the COD radio show, you're actually going to hear me repeat everything, that entire intro, just to keep it real with you guys. Sorry about that. Sorry to put you through that, but that's just how it goes. Let's go live over here on Google. What's going on, guys? We are going live again. Dave Monte from CircleOfDrink.com. Today we are talking xanthines, excitatory chemicals, excitatory compounds found in about 60 plants throughout the world. But the ones that we know about that are very popular are green tea, coffee, and of course, yerba mate, the drink that we all love, the drink of the drinks, the drink of the gods, the drink of friendship. I love it. I can't get enough of this stuff. Thank you guys for listening to this show. For those of you on our Blog Talk Radio /Circle of Drink channel, you guys will just be able to listen. And if you want to call in, the number is, someone's calling in right now, just stay on hold until I can pick up your call. That number is 917-889-9947. And for those of you guys watching this on Google Plus, you will be able to comment, ask questions throughout the show, which will go on for about 45 minutes to an hour. And you'll also be able to see the video of me talking over here in New York. All right, guys. So, yes, we are talking xanthines. And we're not going to go into the nitty-gritty chemistry of these compounds. We're going to go into the effects of these compounds found in whole plants, found in whole herbs. I'm not a big fan, personally, of going out and buying powders of these isolated alkaloids, these isolated compounds, but to each their own. You know, all these compounds can be either prescribed to you from a doctor or found in many over-the-counter dietary supplements. I just like drinking plain old herbs. Call me old-fashioned, or, you know, maybe call me a genius. I don't know. I just like to drink my herbs in whole leaf form. I don't really dig the powders and all that stuff. I used to, you know, 15 years ago, I got into the powders and things like that, but then I kind of stayed away from them since then, since I found out about all sorts of teas. Let me answer this call that we have over on Blog Talk Radio. That's probably one of our co-hosts, Joe, calling in. Joe's a great guy, part of Circle of Drink over in Florida, doing big things over there, spreading mate, spreading herbs, spreading information, plant information. But just to make it clear, I am not a doctor. I am not a chemist. I am not a pharmacologist. I'm just a person that loves yerba mate and many medicinal plants throughout the world. So please consult your own doctor if you have any concerns or questions about consuming any of these herbs. This information is for educational purposes only and has not been approved by the FDA. So do your own due diligence. All right. Let's see who's calling in on our Blog Talk Radio channel. It's probably Joe. Let's see what's going on. Let's see. Hello, hello. What do we have?
Hey, this is Diana in Florida. Joe's
Diana,
not
how's
here.
It going? That's all right.
It just finished.
I'm not disappointed.
A really big storm.
A really big storm in Florida?
It's over now in Fort Myers.
Okay, well, I'm glad it's over.
Yeah, and everything, it just seems, everything's happy now. So I'm just going to listen to yourself.
That's fine. No problem. And if you ever want to just jump in, feel free to ask questions. That's not a problem.
Okay, I'll push the one if I have any questions.
All right, no problem.
Okay.
Okay, guys, so we got Diane listening in from Florida. It's great to have you, Diane. I'm just going to proceed now. Just talk about these compounds, talk about these herbs. Let's start with theobromine. Theobromine is found in chocolate. Now, there's a lot of confusion around chocolate, but let me try to simplify it. When you go to the supermarket and you buy a candy bar, like a Hershey's, you're not really getting pure chocolate. Pure chocolate comes from the cacao bean. Well, technically it's nut, cacao nut, and this is spelled C-A-C-A-O, cacao, not cocoa, and this is the purest form of raw chocolate. And I remember about 8, 9, 10 years ago, the first time I was introduced to cacao, and I literally ate a whole bag, and I was just buzzing. And I was really intrigued, you know, why did I feel this way? Why was I feeling, you know, euphoric? And I found out it was because of the theobromine. Now, theobromine basically helps to stimulate happiness. It helps you to feel, it improves your mood, it enhances your mood. It also relaxes your muscles. It also just puts you in a state of what I would call clarity and peace. Now, when you eat a lot of it in a very short period of time, you may get a little like, whoa, taken aback the first couple times. But like with any other herbs out there, any other plants, your body just has to figure it out and get used to it. So theobromine is the major xanthine found in raw chocolate known as raw cacao, not necessarily in Hershey bars and all those things like that. Now, don't get me wrong, those things probably do have some, you know, trace elements of theobromine, but if you want to get the real dose, get yourself some raw cacao beans. You could get them at any health food store. It's just an experience, you know. It's bitter, you know, they're kind of bitter, but you get used to them. After a couple days of eating them, you start craving them. I wouldn't say they're addictive or anything like that, but they just really work on your body. They get you thinking sharp. They get you, you know, going throughout the day. Now, let's talk about green tea. Now, green tea, now keep in mind, these herbs that I've already spoken about, green tea that I'm going to speak about now and the raw chocolate, they also have caffeine in them. Now, green tea I love. I found out about green tea, well, I've known about it forever, but I really started taking it seriously about 11, 12 years ago. I was drinking about 2-3 liters of it a day. I loved it. For me at the time, it was the most powerful herb in the world at the time, at least. And you know, I read several books about it when I first found out about it. And since then, I've read a lot and researched a lot about green tea. Very, very powerful plant. It's been marketed very well for several hundred years now, let's say the past 400 years or so. It's consumed probably the most popular caffeinated drink in the world, regular green tea and black tea in Middle Eastern countries. Now, green tea's major xanthine or alkaloid is theophylline. And theophylline is responsible for, again, like theobromine, relaxing the muscles. It's a myorelaxant. It also helps to open up the airways in your lungs, get you breathing better, increases circulation. That's why a lot of asthmatics actually get prescribed prescription medicine that has about 100 times the amount of theophylline that's found in a regular 5-ounce or 8-ounce cup of tea. So there's really not a lot of it in tea, even though it does exist there. There's really not a lot of it. You have to drink, with all these compounds, I would say at least 5, 8, 10 cups a day. I personally drink a liter at least of mate a day. That's just me. Now, for some of you, that you may say that's a lot. That's crazy. But really, if you look at it, having lived in Argentina and Uruguay, these Southern Cone countries in South America for 3 years, I've seen people drink upwards of 4 liters a day, which sounds crazy. I know that's like 15, 16 cups, but some people just handle it. Some bodies, I would say hundreds of thousands of people could handle it very well over there in South America, those daily drinkers. So it's really up to you. I realize that here in North America, I get a lot of concerns, a lot of questions of people asking me, you know, kind of how much could I drink of these herbs? How much raw chocolate could I have? How much yerba mate could I have? Well, I would say everyone's different. There is no set answer. Later on in this presentation, I'll talk a little bit about the research on caffeine intake, things like that, once we get over to coffee. So basically, with green tea, theophylline is the major alkaloid, opens up the lungs, opens up the airways, relaxes the muscles. Some people even say that it helps induce creative clarity in the mind, improves cognition. Also, a mild diuretic, releasing excess fluids in the body, which may help you lose weight. So let's jump on over now to coffee. So coffee, yeah, you know, some of you may think I'm all against coffee. I'm not against coffee. I just don't drink it a lot. I used to drink it every day, you know, a long time ago. But then I started getting, you know, heart palpitations, tachycardia, my heart was increased. The heart rate was increasing. I didn't like that. And I realized that it was directly from the coffee. Once I stopped drinking a lot of coffee, I had no more problems like that. So nowadays, I like to limit my coffee to, I don't know, I'll drink like an Americano every once in a while, but that's about it. I don't drink it daily. You know, if you do research on coffee, you'll find that it does have a lot of great benefits. There are many compounds in coffee, ferulic acid, caffeic acid, a lot of compounds, a lot of antioxidants, especially in coffee that hasn't been fully roasted, fully fermented. I would say green coffee is probably the best coffee, but that's really not that popular yet in the United States or anywhere really. Dr. Oz tried to promote it. Dr. Oz, as you know, recently has been in the news for corruption, things like that, or misinformation. I can't speak on that. I don't know. I just know from what I've seen on the front of the newspaper. So you'll have to do your own research on Dr. Oz. But coffee, yes, you know, coffee has some beneficial compounds. It's not the worst thing for you in the world. But if you also do the, you know, in-depth research, you'll see that coffee has a lot of negative effects, especially in terms of crashing, jittery effects, just feeling burnt out. It bothers people with stomach problems. It could create stomach problems. It could create an acidic environment in your body. Now, I don't want to say that it could change your pH levels, because if your pH levels change, which is, you'll pretty much be dead. If it jumps up or down a point or two, that's just impossible. You'll die. But what happens is that when you drink a lot of things that are acidic, like coffee, your body has to work harder to maintain an adequate pH balance. So the harder that your body is working to maintain that pH balance, the less power and energy your body has to keep your immune system functioning properly, to allow you to think properly, to allow you to digest properly, to allow you to do anything properly, because your body's not being efficiently used, because your body's trying to create that balance harder now. So coffee has, obviously, the major alkaloid is caffeine. And, you know, caffeine has, you know, some benefits, like I said. Mostly, it boosts your cognition. So when you drink coffee, for the first 15 to 20 minutes, there's no doubt about it. Everyone knows this. You're going to have a boost in cognition. Your memory is going to be slightly enhanced. Your analytical skills will be slightly enhanced. Your logical skills will be slightly enhanced. And, you know, that's why most people drink it. But the problem is that when you drink it all day long, you're just taxing your central nervous system. You're overtaxing it in many ways. And then at the end of the day, you just feel real jittery and burnt out. So I would say with coffee, you know, limit your intake if you're very health conscious. If you're not health conscious, then, you know, keep on drinking a ton of it all day. But I would say be very careful if you're drinking a lot of coffee, especially women, because then later on in life, you know, women have to deal with osteoporosis. And coffee, in many studies, has been correlated with osteoporosis happening with women. So be careful with that. Now, let's jump on over to the herb that I really love the most, I would say, yerba mate. As you guys know, many of you have been watching this show, follow my story. I've been involved with yerba mate for 6 years now. I've been drinking it for 6 years, ever since I went off and lived in Argentina for 3 years. And at the time, when I first entered Argentina in 2009, I didn't ever think there would be an herb that would take me away from green tea. At the time, I was all about green tea, loved it. But after several months of drinking yerba mate and coming to terms with this effect, this new effect that I experienced that I never ever experienced from any other of these similar compounds, other drinks like green tea, black tea, coffee, even chocolate, I found with yerba mate what I call the creative clarity that took place. Every time I consumed it, I felt like I could read better, I could comprehend information better. I felt like I was much more creative in many ways, and I know it's almost impossible to quantify creativity, but I truly felt a difference. After a year or two of drinking mate, there was no doubt in my mind that it was the yerba mate that was responsible for this, I don't want to say boosting cognition, because it was more than that. It was more like my mind got rewired. I know that sounds a little crazy, but I really believe that mate did that to me. I believe that mate does that to me on a daily basis. Now, the interesting thing about yerba mate is that it has the trifecta of all of these xanthines, all of these alkaloids. It has the theophylline, it has the theobromine, and it has the caffeine. Mate has all three of those, and it seems, and thousands of mate drinkers around the world will attest to this as well, it seems as though mate may be one of the only drinks out there that contains caffeine that you just don't crash. I've never crashed off of yerba mate. Now, of course, I'm biased. You know, I have a yerba mate company. I sell yerba mate. I do a lot of things with yerba mate. So, yes, I am admittedly biased towards yerba mate. But, you know, for me, mate was the only drink that offered this creative clarity without crashing. It allowed me to just have this sustainable energy throughout the day. I could just keep on drinking it, and just never crash. In a little bit, I'll get into some theories on why I think that happens. But suffice it to say, yerba mate has all three of these alkaloids, has all three of them, and they seem to be working together in a way that doesn't crash your system. Another lesser known herb that contains some of these compounds is guarana. Now, guarana is it's basically a ground up seed from a berry that grows in Brazil. It's been traditionally consumed by the Guarani tribe and other ancient tribes of Brazil for thousands of years. Interesting thing about guarana, and I've only been acquainted with this for, let's say, 4 months now, so I'm very new to this herb. I'm not an expert on it or anything like that. I can only speak about what I know in terms of how I feel when I consume guarana. And I believe that guarana has the most caffeine per dry weight than any other plant on the Earth right now than any scientist has ever discovered, any botanist has ever discovered. So it has about twice the amount of caffeine as coffee. But like yerba mate, I find that I never crash off of guarana. I don't know. I just never crash off of it. If I mix it into water and drink it, I don't crash. If I mix it with mate, I don't crash. It's a very powerful herb. I would say it has a lot of heavy energy. Now, I know that's hard to explain, but when I drink guarana, it feels like it kind of grounds me, keeps me kind of grounded to the earth. It's not like a jittery sensation, but it's more of like this sort of rolling, powerful energy that comes through you. Now, keep in mind, I've introduced guarana to a lot of people over the past 4 or 5 months, and a lot of them who have never had it before are a little bit like, whoa, taken aback at first because it's very powerful. It kind of hits you hard and heavy almost immediately, goes straight to your head. But once you get over that initial sensation, you realize that it's smooth sailing. There's no crashing effects. You were drinking regular coffee. So I implore you guys who are interested in these sort of compounds to definitely check out guarana. Definitely check out yerba mate. Check out theobromine found in raw chocolate. And everyone's already acquainted with coffee, so I don't have to tell you to go check that out. Now, let's head on back to some of my theories. And these are just theories from experience of drinking these herbs. Why doesn't mate crash your system when you drink it? If it has just the same amount of caffeine, which is about 78 milligrams per 150 milliliters of water. So every cup of coffee, just like yerba mate, has about 78 to 80 milligrams of caffeine. They're basically the same. Now, the easiest experiment to compare these two herbs and the caffeine effects of them is this. Drink 5 cups of coffee. Back to back, see how you feel. Drink 5 fresh servings of yerba mate, either from the traditional way or from a French press or from a teapot, and see how you feel. Most people who drink 5 cups of coffee back to back are just going to be wired. You're going to be like, whoa, what's going on, man? You're going to be real jittery, real kind of jumpy, just not going to be good. Your heart might start racing. Now, most people that drink yerba mate back-to-back, fresh cups or fresh yerba mate gourds like this, smooth sailing, no crashing. They just feel good. They feel great. So that was – I've never seen anybody talk about this experiment. Maybe I invented it. I don't know, or the first person to speak about it. But for me, that was the realization that I had, that the caffeine seems to work differently in yerba mate. No crashing. Now, why is that? I don't know, and I've never heard any scientists ever. I probably read by this point 50 scientific journals published about yerba mate and caffeine. I never, ever read any study showing why you don't crash from yerba mate. I just don't think scientists have looked into it. The pharmacology of yerba mate has only been renewed for the past 7 to 10 years, so there's not a lot of funding behind it, and there's not a lot of scientists who are behind yerba mate right now. The foremost scientist is Elvira de Mejia, so you can look more into her if you're interested in reading some of her studies. So my theory is this. Yerba mate contains the trifecta of all these alkaloids. But not only that, it contains very powerful acids, most notably chlorogenic acid. And chlorogenic acid, which is still kind of relatively unexplored by scientists at this point. They still don't know exactly how it works, but what they are starting to see is that chlorogenic acid is the powerhouse of yerba mate. Chlorogenic acid seems to boost all of the antioxidant capacity of yerba mate. So the antioxidants are those good molecules in your body that scavenge the bad molecules in your body called free radicals. Now, without the good molecules basically attacking, and a better word would be neutralizing, these bad molecules, your body would undergo a system. I don't want to say a system, but it would undergo a process called oxidative stress. Now, when your body is losing the war to those bad molecules, your immune system is compromised. And when your immune system is compromised, anything could happen. It's like opening up the gates to the enemy lines. Once you open up those gates to the enemy lines, your body is going to be significantly more susceptible to disease. In fact, free radicals are basically the underlying cause of all disease, all aging, all problems in the body. And as you naturally age, your body literally falls apart. Your body starts to lose the war, this war that's constantly going on. And that's how you start to get wrinkles. That's how you start to get weaker. That's how you start to lose cognition, brain power, mind power. So when you drink herbs that have high amounts of antioxidants, such as yerba mate, but not only herbs that have these high amounts of antioxidants, but these herbs that allow, that have these antioxidants that can actually be utilized in the body. So it's not just a matter of an herb having a high amount of antioxidants. That's just marketing. You know, you're going to read about that from all these companies talking about this herb has all these antioxidants. But that's not enough. We have to study, are these antioxidants being utilized in the body? Because a lot of these studies are being done on rats and other animals. Unfortunately, I don't condone that, but hey, it's being done, so I will utilize the research. They're not being done on, you know, clinical trials on human beings. Some of them are, but most of them aren't. So keep that in mind. That's just a little side note. Now, to wrap up my theory, I believe that since mate has all these additional compounds that are not found, or at least not in high levels, and in some cases not at all, in these other herbs, such as coffee and green tea, mate, having that unique combination of all these other powerful compounds, chlorogenic acid, dicaffeoquinic acid, all these sort of acids that are in some cases derivatives of caffeine actually, helps to create a system where everything is just balanced and normalized. It seems to kind of speak to the caffeine and say, listen, don't crash. Don't cause jitters. Just be cool. Chill. Take it easy. Don't be like coffee and spike up that energy, spike up that cognition, and then crash. No. Yerba mate is more like a smooth, sailing, sustainable energy. It kind of just tapers off slowly. That's why you could actually go to sleep. I sleep like a baby. I'll drink yerba mate all day long. From the time I wake up, it wakes me up. From the time I go to sleep, it puts me to sleep. And you may say, how can an herb help you wake up and put you to sleep at the same time? That seems kind of contradictory. It seems like a paradox. Well, this is the perfect segue into adaptogenic herbs. So excuse me one second while I fill up my yerba mate gourd. By the way, for those of you that don't know, this is the most traditional way of drinking yerba mate from a yerba mate gourd. This is actually a squash plant. Inside is the herb right here. Is the actual bombisha or bombilla or bamba, however you pronounce it, that has a filter at the end. You put that in there and you add the hot water like this and you enjoy this magical tea like this. Okay. So this segues into a talk, and it'll be brief, on adaptogenic herbs. Now, last week we actually spoke about them a little bit. Yerba mate, unlike these other herbs, green tea, coffee, cacao, yerba mate is in this classification of adaptogenic herbs. Now, what are adaptogenic herbs? These herbs are herbs that have been able to thrive in harsh conditions, harsh environments. They have been able to adapt to external and internal stressors. So external stress from the environment, whether that be cold conditions or conditions of, you know, dryness, or conditions of even human pollutants from fertilizers, toxic chemicals, what have you. These plants have been able to thrive and survive and to really proliferate during these times of danger. They've also been able to adapt to attacks from insects, bacteria, all sorts of microorganisms in the soil. Now, you know, back in the 80s or so, when scientists started looking into adaptogens or these plants, they start to say, okay, well, why are these plants so strong? How are these plants able to combat all this stress? And they found some commonalities throughout all these plants. They found that these plants contained a group of compounds called saponins. And the saponins seem to be responsible for this sort of resilience that these plants were able to, these plants were exhibiting. So the saponins, they found out later, were responsible for this, what they call adaptive energy. This adaptive energy sort of works, it's hard to explain, scientists can't even really fully explain it, but basically they say that these adaptogenic plants have intelligence. They believe that these plants could almost think. I think all plants could think, but that's another conversation. But these, the way that these scientists are talking about it is that these plants have this adaptive intelligence. So when these plants go into your body, and again, just to clarify, I'm talking about the whole herbs. I'm not talking about isolated herbs. I'm not talking about isolated compounds. That's a whole other situation. When you consume the entire plant, like how nature made it for you to consume, this adaptive energy works on the body on a holistic level, not on a specific level. Now, just to give you a comparison, when you go to the doctor and they give you a pill, that pill works on a specific target, to target high blood pressure, to target diabetes, to target whatever it may be, whatever pathology is going on. The thing about adaptogenic herbs is that they never look at any specific problem in your body. You could have high blood pressure. The adaptogenic intelligence is not going to look just at the high blood pressure. It's going to look at the entire body, and it's going to scan the entire body and say, okay, well, let me configure this area, let me configure that area, let me configure that area, and this and that. And it takes time. Some scientists say it takes up to 90 days for any adaptogenic plant to actually begin to go into full effect in your body. They have sort of a reverse tolerance. The more that you consume them, the more that they work on your body. It's not just like a one-time thing. You do it once a week, once a month. No, unfortunately, they're not. You're not going to get the full benefits of yerba mate or any other adaptogenic herb unless you consume it regularly. Now, yerba mate, when you drink it, it helps your body to adapt to all sorts of stress, just like how the plants were able to adapt to all sorts of stress. Again, that stress is internal and external. That stress is, could be from depression. It could be from the environment, smoke, pollution. It could be from bacteria. It could be from viruses. And on a more ethereal level, it could be spiritual stress, which is something we can't quantify, not really. Yes, with quantum physics, we're getting closer to quantifying the spiritual realm. But yerba mate, being an adaptogenic herb, helps you, your body, to adapt to any single disease. Now, if you've done the research on yerba mate, you'll see, in fact, you may even be scared and run away and say, wait a minute, yerba mate does all these things, fights colon cancer, it helps lower high blood pressure, it helps regulate glucose levels, it helps boost cognition, improve memory, increases digestion, stamina, it increases bone density, especially for women suffering from osteoporosis. I mean, these are all clinical, most of them are clinical studies. These are all scientifically published studies, so you guys could just go do your own research on that, and you'll read these studies. And you'll say, wait a minute, yerba mate has been proven to do all these things? Yes, it has. It has been proven to do all these things. And it doesn't surprise me, because when I found out that mate had 5 of these saponins in it, mate saponins 1 to 5, and mate had fit all the criteria of being an adaptogenic herb, I wasn't surprised. I really wasn't surprised. So to sum up my theory on why you don't crash from yerba mate is that yerba mate is an adaptogen. And in order for a plant to be an adaptogen, it cannot do any harm to the body. An adaptogen is a herb that you should be able to consume pretty much as you want, as regular as you want. It should offer many medicinal benefits to the body, and it should look at the body in a holistic manner, never in a specific manner like a prescription pill would do to you. That's my theory. Is it 100% correct? I don't know. I really don't know. It's just my theory. I hope scientists continue to explore. I hope they publish. Again, I'm not a scientist. I'm not using these, chromatography machines to figure out how many, these chemicals are found and what minerals are in these compounds. And I'm not running clinical trials, so I really don't know. I just hope that the scientists do start to look into this. So let's just sum this whole conversation up. And if anybody's listening, in about 5 minutes, that'll be your opportunity to either ask questions or call in. And the number for calling in, if you're watching this, if you're listening to this on the radio, that number is, let me double check. You can call in at 917-889-9947. Again, that's 917-889-9947. And if you're watching this on our Google Plus page, you definitely can just type in a question in the chat section. Or you could actually video chat with us. Just log in and set up your video, and you could actually see me and we could talk. All right, so to sum the whole thing up, today I just wanted to kind of introduce these three xanthines, theobromine, theophylline, theophylline. Theobromine, theophylline, and what am I missing? Caffeine. Like I said, I found caffeine to be kind of aggressive when it's consumed in coffee, and I found it to be very pleasant when it's consumed in guarana or even green tea to some extent, and definitely in yerba mate. Raw cacao is the rawest form of chocolate, very powerful, mood enhancer, relaxes your muscles, smooth muscle tissue, and helps you feel better and happier to some degree. Green tea, respectable herb. I love it, but just be careful because there's just so much marketing around green tea that people think that it's the best herb on the planet. No, it's not the best herb on the planet. There is no the best, but green tea just receives the most marketing and it has the most research and money behind it, and it's the largest industry in terms of caffeinated drinks. So keep that in mind when you start to look into green tea. And green tea has the theophylline, and the theophylline predominantly opens up the airways, helps you to breathe better, and also relaxes the muscles, and it's a mild diuretic. Heading on over to coffee, of course, we're dealing with caffeine. Caffeine in coffee seems to crash the body, seems to make you kind of feel jittery and kind of shaky when you drink it in large amounts. And last but not least, yerba mate. In my opinion, my biased opinion, yerba mate is the complete powerhouse, amazing drink at all of these, because you get all the benefits and more that you get from those other herbs, and you don't crash, and it's adaptogenic, so it's working on your entire body to fight all sorts of internal and external stress. Last but not least, guarana, and guarana has double the amount of caffeine as coffee, but with guarana seed, which is mostly drunk in Brazil, you don't crash. From my several months of drinking it, I've never crashed off of it. From my case studies, personal case studies of sharing it with, let's say, 20 people by now, and interviewing them and asking them their effects, none of them have crashed off of it. Everyone feels great, but some of them, I have to say, were a little bit taken aback by the power of guarana. So with that said, take your time with guarana. Be easy with it. Ease yourself into it, and then your body will begin to understand it. So again, guys, my name is Dave Mate. I am from CircleOfDrink.com, provider of yerba mate information, yerba mate products, yerba mate tea, blends, everything yerba mate. I'm also a co-owner of YerbaMateLand.com, provider of other brands of yerba mate from all over the world. You can check those sites out if you want to learn more about mate. And it's been a pleasure talking to you guys about these xanthines, these compounds, these herbs that I love. I drink them all the time. I have built up a relationship with these herbs for several years now. My own personal research, my own personal exploration of myself. How do I feel when I drink these herbs? What do they do to me? What do they do to my mind? What do they do to my energy levels? For me, yerba mate has been, if I had to choose one, it would be yerba mate, of course. I love it. I don't crash. Keeps me sharp. But, you know, I say explore so many herbs. There's so many out there to explore. If you haven't had raw chocolate yet, go get some raw cacao. Of course, most of you have already had green tea. Keep on exploring green tea. Coffee, everyone has had. Do your research on coffee. It's not all that bad, but it's not all that great either. So if there's no question, guys, we're going to be doing these shows every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be broadcasting simultaneously on our radio show that can be found at blogtalkradio.com/circleofdrink. And, of course, follow us on our Google Plus page. Just type in Circle of Drink on Google Plus, and we will be broadcasting with the video every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern. But if you missed the show, don't worry about it. Just go to our youtube.com/circleofdrink, and it'll be there for you to see anytime you want for forever. For those of you guys on Facebook, definitely type in Circle of Drink on Facebook. We have a couple groups on Facebook, one of which is just a huge general group where you could just come and get tidbits of education every once in a while when I publish on that. Or if you want to talk to a lot of diehard, serious, passionate mate drinkers, also known as Materos, we have another little group. I'm not going to tell you the link to that group. If you find that group, then kudos to you. We'll accept you into that group. Or just message me privately and I'll send you a link to that group, because it's more of a tight-knit small group for those of you who are really interested in engaging in a discussion about yerba mate. It's less of a general group. All right, guys. It's been a pleasure introducing these compounds to you. Please keep on doing your own research. There's so much to learn about herbs. There's so much to learn about compounds. For me, it's very exciting. I live by it. I love it. This is my main source of health and remedies. Yes, I have health insurance, but this is my true health insurance, drinking these herbs every single day, just feeling great doing it. Again, guys, my name is Dave Mate. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you on the flip side. Ciao. Drink your yerba mate. Salud.